I guess I went overboard on my rant yesterday. I don't think I made my intentions of what I was trying to say very clear. And I figure if Bart thought that I was trying to say something that I didn't think I was trying to say, then probably other people got the wrong impression too. So I just wanted to explain what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say is that some people are completely against the idea of Apple introducing an additional larger-sized iPhone on the premise that it'll be too big to fit in pockets and it'll be unusable. And that's just ridiculous because millions and millions of large phones are being sold. I work with people who primarily have Androids, and they're all bigger than the iPhone. And guess where they put them when they're not looking at them? Right in their pocket. So that is the notion that I was going against, is people who don't want Apple to do it because they think it's unusable and it's too big, when clearly it's not. But I did not and do not disagree with people who want the smaller one, and they have completely valid reasons for doing so. Again, like I said last time, if Apple was only going to make one size, the smaller one is definitely the right way to go. No question. It's still the most popular single phone, and, you know, people like it. The whole thing was not an argument about large versus small per se, as the attitude of, well, it would be, you know, Apple shouldn't do that. And what I believe is based solely on the fact that Apple is currently not doing it, and therefore people want to call it a bad idea. If they do come out with a larger screen, I totally agree with you, Bart, that it has to be in addition to the smaller one. I don't think it would be wise for them to replace the current sized iPhones with a bigger one. I believe if Apple comes out with a larger phone, it won't be a phablet. It's not going to be something huge. It's going to be moderately bigger, and it's still going to be every bit of phone and not trying to be a tablet. Now, just to explain my irritation yesterday and why I ranted, this came up in a conversation that I stumbled across on app.net, and it was brought up that Marco had talked about larger iPhones on ATP, Accidental Tech Podcast, and immediately people started poo-pooing the whole notion based on the fact that, really, honestly, in my opinion, based on the fact that they don't like Marco and they don't want to believe anything he says, which, to be honest, John Siracusa and Marco talking about how there's probably going to be a larger iPhone make a lot more sense than people who just start ranting against them because they're them and saying, no, it would be stupid to make one. On app.net, many times I have seen people ranting against, quote, big name podcasters, end quote, who they feel aren't using app.net the way they feel it should be used. And that means not using it as often as they do and not engaging with the same people they do. First of all, some of those people on app.net are posting all the time and they're on there 24/7 and nobody, no normal human has that much time. And then secondly, the anti-elitism is just unwarranted because nobody is putting those people up on pedestals except for the people who are ranting against them. I've had brief interactions with John Siracusa. Mark Greentree of Not Another Mac podcast had him on his podcast. Completely down to earth. Jason Snell, another one. You know, most of these guys are just people. And if you talk to them, they're great people. Just because they're well known does not make these people jerks. And that was the whole thing that really got me irritated. And that's what brought up the rant. It was coming from that place. It was not at all coming from, I want a larger phone and anybody who thinks otherwise is a moron. No, no, not at all. You know, I will completely admit that I do lose patience quickly, though, when people hear, oh, larger phone, oh, so you want something that won't fit in your pocket, because to me, that's the same as someone looking at a tiny compact car and saying, you know, I need something a little larger, and the other person going, oh, great, you want a one-ton Chevy dually pickup that you can't drive downtown and you can't park anywhere. Way to go, winner. And it's just crazy, because there's so much in between those two extremes, and the same with phone sizes. Apple are not stupid. They are not going to come out with something that is so huge that it's, you know, impossible to use, and it's bordering on the size of an iPad mini, or it's bordering into, quote, phablet territory. I really don't believe that. I think if they come out with something larger, it will be a little bit larger. It will be a great compromise between a larger screen and still being an iPhone. Just because Apple's currently not doing something does not always make it a bad idea, and I honestly do think people fall into that trap. Honestly, though, you know, I'll just get down to it. I think the real problem is I should stay away from app.net because I get tired of the ADN client wars, and it should be no surprise that the same person who rants against anything that Marco or Gruber or Siracusa say because they must be elitist, smug, pompous jerks because they don't use stuff the same way he does, he's the same guy that was rude to Siracusa on app.net for not knowing something about Felix. And yeah, I will admit I get overly irritated by that kind of stuff, but I do see a lot more of it there than Twitter. You know, for all the praises of app.net as better than Twitter, one thing that I don't have to deal with as much on Twitter because of the people I follow and because it's easier to get away